Bear Podcast, 493.
It involves showing more fur.
It's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of cage.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's just closeted?
And I got my ass chewed out by everything.
It's Thanksgiving. The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and chocolate.
Just that, I saw it on Facebook.
Do some sexting with
you're me. Listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, and welcome to episode 493. And we're recording this on November 5 on a Tuesday.
Election day.
Is it election day? Did you vote?
No,
today?
I totally forgot. I was driving up here and I was like, oh crap, I didn't go vote today.
I forgot to.
So I hope Anise wins.
Is this the last day or?
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Okay, I should have. Yeah. I forgot. I forgot to vote too. I didn't exercise my right. I feel bad.
Oh,
and we're admitting it on the air too.
It's like vendetta, remember.
Remember the 5th of November. Okay, that's right. Oh, my God. Apparently, we did not remember. So. Okay.
Well, I thought about it, and then I thought about it. I was like, oh, maybe I can go at lunch, and then I got busy and totally forgot about it. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Hopefully, Anise wins. My one little vote, she didn't need it. So.
Yeah.
And we're talking about Anise Parker, who's running for...
Anise Parker. She's our lesbian mayor. She's going to be running again.
So, done a pretty good job, I think. So.
Yeah. She's got good reviews.
Yeah.
For most people. Okay.
So you had an exciting weekend.
Yes, I did.
Out of town. Well, you can't really say out of town because you partially live there.
Yeah, it's pretty much my second home, going to New Orleans. It's still out of town of Texas because it's in another state. So, yeah, I was in New Orleans since last week, since Thursday. I was there because it's Voodoo Fest. Voodoo Fest is a three-day concert. They did it in City Park. There in New Orleans, and it's awesome because it's a three-day concert with great music and great food.
Oh, okay.
You always, you know, whenever you go to a festival, you always have these booths and everything, food area, and they just serve different kinds of Greek, Vietnamese, redneck food, everything.
Redneck food, what's that, fried Twinkies?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They actually ate... deep fried Oreos.
Oh.
Oh my god. But we only ate one each of the three of us, and then we had to split with because in one order there are three Oreos. I would imagine it's about $6, I think. For three Oreos, deep fried Oreos, one per person, and I think that's enough for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna kill you.
So who'd you see while you were there?
So we were there we only went there for the headliners. We didn't go during the day because during the day they have the small bands here and there. But we went to the we just watched the headliners like Pearl Jam Friday night. That was a lot of fun. It's funny because I got to take some pictures on the big screen. Eddie Vedder, he's the he's furries. Not furries. It's a couple wearing a horse head and a furry costume, and then he called them up to the stage. So they were there dancing in front of with Eddie Vedder, and then started hugging the big bear, the big teddy bear, the big furry guy was hugging Eddie Vedder, and it was really funny because oh my god, he's into furries. Yeah, he was actually asking, are you guys into that, into sexing while you wearing those costumes? So yeah, he didn't get an answer.
Yeah.
But it was funny. So that was Friday. And then Saturday, we got to see Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. That was pretty good. You like that. You mentioned that.
I like Macklemore, yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of an Eminem, but with a positive tune. Do you think? Yeah. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got that song, If I Was Gay, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. He sang that. And everybody cheered to that one, so... And then Nine Inch Nails, Saturday night. That was a lot of fun also because Nine Inch Nails, it's one of the best bands I've
Do they even tour anymore?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think they this is part of their tour. I'm not sure. I've not been following Nine Inch Nails too much, but
okay.
And then Kid Rock, which I'm gonna say something about that later. But
Say it now. Get it out of your
soul. I do not like Kid Rock at all. I don't like his style. I don't like his music. I don't like his attitude, because the way he performs these songs, he would rip off, to me it's rip off, he may have had permission, fine, he would rip off Metallica, Rush. Bless you.
Allergies are killing me this week, so pardon me.
Rush, Lynyrd Skynyrd, I mean, you use all these tunes and put rap on top of it, and can't you think of your own tunes? You know, one was Metallica, Sad But True. He was using the same riffs. And then all he's talking about is how great Kid Rock is. What's my name? Who am I? I'm Kid Rock. That's all he was. That's pretty much the theme of his songs.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand that. I just couldn't. So after that was The Cure. That really...
Totally different change,
yeah. It's because The Cure, they sang the songs that I grew up with. They're that old. You could tell Robert Smith is kind of chubby.
Well, they were playing YouTube on the oldie rock station today, so I was like, ooh.
I know. Like, oh, YouTube?
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, what do you think? Is that a wig? I posted it on Facebook. He's got that hair thing. Do you think it's a wig?
I'm sure it is.
You think it is? I think it is. He's probably in his 50s. You think? I think he's in his 50s right now.
He might just have good hair genes, but, you know, at a certain point.
But my God, what does it do with his hair? Look at how crazy it is.
Maybe it's that sheer wig somebody stole.
I'm thinking it's a wig. Guys, let me know. What do you guys think? Is it a wig or not? And I did try to go near the stage. And I was trying to look.
But security was like, get back.
Security, that's the curly, get back. Yeah, but no, I was pretty far. So I was thinking, trying to take a picture, but But anyway, that was fun. That was good. That was fun. And that's pretty much the highlight for me over the weekend.
Well, that's good.
That was good.
Well, before you left, we interviewed my mom, which was episode 492. Mm-hmm. And from there, the next day was Halloween. So we had a Halloween party, had a bunch of trick-or-treaters and had a bunch of people come over and hang out and chill and drink beer and all that kind of, eat food and all that kind of good stuff. So that was good. Friday, we took mom shopping and I had to go to American Girl.
I've been to a store like that.
Now, for any of you that don't know what American Girl is, it's a cult. it's a baby doll cult. Because you walk in this store, there's all these different baby dolls. They get more outfits than I've ever had clothes.
Uh-huh.
They got bicycles, all this stuff, wheelchairs, stretcher. I mean, everything you can possibly name that you can buy to go with your doll, your baby doll.
Oh, my God.
Now, my mom wanted to get, she got two for my nieces last year for Christmas, but she wanted to get earrings for them. And she asked the lady, how do I get the ears pierced? Can I do it? And the lady said, oh, no, you have to bring them in or you void the warranty. When you order them, if you don't request the ears to be pierced, you have to bring them into the store to get them pierced, which is probably $30 to get done. Because I didn't see anything out of that store that was under $14. And that was like a little T-set thing that was this big.
So what did you get?
Oh, I didn't get anything.
Oh, you just were just
there. I was just there because we had to take pictures of my mom and American Girl for the nieces. Because they were like, oh, Mimi, you got to go to American Girl. And they just, you know, and I'm glad we didn't go because they'd never come out of there.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
They'd have been there. I mean, and these people, they're buying all this stuff. I mean, it has to be a $300 or $400 or $500 shopping trip every time you walk indoor because these people are pulling out bags because I think the baby dolls are like $100 a piece. Yeah. And then all the accessories. You get an outfit or two, that's $50 and whatever. It's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. So yeah,
my niece was the same way. She went through
it. Yeah. I mean, same thing. It was the same thing as the Cabbage Patch dolls back when we were kids. But it was just a ripoff. I was just like, good. What do you mean $50 for this? $50 for the doll. Me and Robbie were sitting there having a blast. We were picking it fun. And then, of course, all these muscular daddies walked by, and we were like, hey. You're like so bad. So
the trip was not so bad.
Saturday, we went and hung out with Julio, and he gave us a tour.
He's alive.
He's alive. Julio's alive.
He's a friend of ours, guys. Yeah.
He gave us a tour at the Houston Heritage Society.
And really? Yes. He doesn't do that to me.
So, well, he doesn't like you this much.
He doesn't like me that much. Like you,
So we did that Saturday, and then Sunday I took my mother to the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, God. How was that?
It was packed.
Really? For a
Sunday?
I guess it's beautiful
because
weather.
Because it was beautiful weather, it was just packed out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was so packed. But I borrowed the in-laws' handicap sticker because my mom has knee problems. She forgot to bring hers. So I was able to park like on row 3.
Uh-huh.
And then we walked up, and I'd taken this thing that's like a cane, so she got to walk with it. Mm-hmm. And then it pops open, and you got a chair to sit on if you can't, you know, see your rest a little bit.
Okay.
But I got up there, and you can rent wheelchairs. So we rented a wheelchair, and I pushed her all over that damn festival. So I got my workout Sunday. But we had a good time. She loved it. I said, too bad we're not here Saturday because it's a little more raunchy and pornographic on Saturdays than it is Sunday. So,
did you get what did you guys eat?
Sausage on a stick, shrimp on a stick,
coconut shrimp on a stick.
What else do we have? Some barbecue.
Alligator?
No, I don't think we had. I don't think anybody wanted alligator. And some Patrick got some fried chicken on a stick. So.
Oh, okay.
No turkey legs.
No turkey legs. I would never eat turkey legs.
But it was nice. I mean, it was packed. They've added some more buildings and stuff up there, and had a lot. You know, things have changed around. It was just packed. Like there are spaces that used to not have anything in them that have stuff in them now, and it just kind of made certain areas really packed anymore. So, but it was fun. I mean, I had a good time. There's a lot of people there and stuff. So we stayed about 4 hours and left. So. That was enough for everybody, I think.
I guess that's a good experience for you guys. The last time I was there was a couple of weeks ago, last month. It rained.
Yeah.
We were running in the rain.
But I think that's why it was so busy this weekend, because it's so beautiful. Saturday and Sunday was just awesome.
Well, it's a good thing you guys went.
So. So that's good. So, but that was it. That was pretty much my visit. Other than there's this one little thing that happened Friday night.
Okay, so what happened, Ray?
I got engaged.
Woo! He went to Jared. Oh my God!
No, he went to Christian brother Avery.
You can remember what it is.
I'm trying to remember the name of the store. Avery Christian or something. What is it? Yeah, Avery Christian. I think it's right.
Ray is engaged.
I'm engaged. So.
Oh my God.
Robbie went while we were in the mall on Friday at American Girl. We left there, and Robbie said, "Oh, I got to go to the bathroom." And we were like, "Okay, we'll meet you down at Target or whatever." So he was gone for a little while, and I was like, Jesus, what was he doing?
Oh, he was trying out rings.
Well, no, he went and bought the rings. He was down there buying the rings.
Oh, okay.
So he come back and found us in Target. Everything was fine, and got home. And while I wasn't around, apparently he asked my mother if it was okay to ask for my hand in marriage.
Okay.
And she said yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
So that night, his parents come over, and we were having dinner, and they were meeting my mom. And in the middle of all this, he said, "Hey, I got something for you." And I said, "What?" And he jumped down on his knee and said, "Will you marry me?" And
it was
all sweet. And
Oh my God.
So it's weird, though, because, you know, I'm used to straight people getting married.
Uh-huh.
And I guess this is an interesting, you know, how do gay men get engaged and show they're engaged and stuff. I'm sure all this is going to be worked out pretty soon, as many states. Because Illinois passed today. You can get married in Illinois now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got a ring, which is basically a little silver wedding band. So it's really nice, really pretty.
So you know how I felt last year, well, 2 years ago.
Yes. So I'm kind of overwhelmed. I still hadn't processed it all yet.
Oh, really?
So.
Okay.
But
you're going to adjust.
I know. But I told him, I said, "You realize this brings out Bridezilla, don't you?"
Bridezilla.
So anyway, that's the good news. No set dates or anything. We got a lot of stuff to work out.
Nice stuff. Okay.
And it kind of took me by surprise. So even though I kind of figured something was up this week, something just told me something weird's up this weekend.
Yeah, since both parents are there, you know.
So I mean, I wasn't expecting that. I didn't know what was going on. So.
Wow, I'm really happy for you, Ray.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So. No more scruff, no more growler.
Oh, that was all gone when we first started dating.
Oh, that's right.
I'm dating a Latino. They're jealous. They don't play that mess. So.
A Latino with a Chihuahua.
A Latino with a Chihuahua. Well, the Chihuahua's mine, but he's got it now. So. But nice. Anyway. So okay. Are we ready for topics now?
Let's ready for the topics.
Okay. As most of y'all, I don't know if y'all read the news this week, but German officials provide details of looted art trove. Now, it comes to find come to find out, during World War II, the Nazis went through and grabbed all this artwork throughout Europe as they invaded, stuff that they deemed not worthy or obscene and stuff.
Really?
And, and a lot of it didn't get destroyed, and people thought it had been destroyed. They kept it. And you know, there have been a bunch of movies about this, finding all this Nazi artwork and all this treasure and stuff that they have. Well, it got found last year. And I'm surprised it's just now making the papers really over here, but
maybe they're keeping it keeping a lid on it.
So well, I mean, it was publicized, but now they're coming out. They've been able to inspect all the stuff because apparently the guy had it hidden in his walls of his house.
No, it's in a house.
Yeah, or apartment.
It's a Nazi guy.
He's not a Nazi. His father was the guy in charge of all the artwork.
Oh, just in charge
under Hitler.
Okay.
And this is the son. So I'll read this real quick so it makes a little more sense. Priceless and wholly unknown works by Henri Matisse, Otto Dix, and a host of other major 20th century artists form part of a collection of some 1,400 works of art confiscated or sold under the Nazis and discovered last year when customs official investigated an elderly man for tax evasion. Now, you're only supposed to have so many euros on you when you're traveling.
Yep.
And he was over that. And they let him through, but they flagged him.
Mm-hmm.
So they started checking up on him and found out that he didn't have a bank account and this, that, and the other. So they went and investigated and found all this artwork. So there's 1,400 pieces of artwork that went missing during World War II that everybody thought was lost. So they found it. And this guy had been selling them over the years to support himself.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be lots of money.
So I thought that was very interesting. So,
wow. Picasso?
All these paintings and prints are in very good condition, Miss Hoffman said, who was an art person they brought in to help with the stuff, explaining that the works were somewhat dirty, but otherwise in museum condition. Research is continuing, she said, and it's impossible to put a value on the works. Of course, there's a very high value for art historians, she said. So there's all this stuff that we thought was lost or people just heard about or that people had talked about. There was no documentation of it because it was all taken away.
Yeah.
So in addition to the works of Matisse and Dix, the trove includes works by Picasso, Chagall, Renoir, Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, and German artists Maximum Beckmann, Max Liebermann, Ernest Ludwig Kirchner, and Carl Spitzwig. Mm. So all this art that disappeared during World War II is now, a lot of it's been found.
But
what really gets me is that out there on the black market somewhere, all these people have been buying this artwork over
I'm
the
sure.
years, and it's floating around, and nobody can talk about it because then they'll get busted for having this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was reading one of the other articles, they were saying that a lot of this stuff was taken from families, and they had documentation of it.
Oh, people can come
so
after
in
them.
In theory, people could maybe come back and get the artwork back.
Yes.
So
it should be great.
Or maybe they'll all be fellow tramps. Philanthropic enough and say, make this a collection, a touring collection that the world can see.
Should put it in Berlin or Cologne. This is in Germany, right?
Well, this is in Germany. Yes, well, they found it. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I think it would be great if they could put it in a tour that went around the world, you know, that goes to different museums and stuff. And you can actually see some of the stuff that's never been seen in almost 70 years now.
Yeah, maybe when we go to Europe again, I think it would be nice if those are already out.
So hopefully we'll see some more of it. But I thought it was just a very interesting story to talk about, that something that happened during World War II is finally getting resolved now.
Yeah.
You know, they're
can't wait for those families to actually come after them.
Yeah, well, you know, they just did the movie that George Clooney did about saving the artwork and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know if it's out yet or not, or it came out, but I hadn't heard that much about it, but I remember seeing the previews for it.
Yep.
Where him and a team of older guys go in there and save the artwork and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
So anyway, on to movies and TV.
Okay, really quick.
All right, spoiler alert: The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
If you hadn't watched this week's episode, fast forward, stop the show now, go watch it, and then come back.
Fast forward about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Carol got the boot. Boom.
Carol is one of the characters there that she's been there. From the beginning.
Yes.
Right. She's from the beginning. And
In the TV show, in the comic book, she wasn't there that long.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly, she made it. She got killed off before they made it to the town up north.
Yeah, so she is. She's if you remember, who's the kid?
Carl.
The girl.
The girl. Oh, Sophie.
Sophie. Yes, yeah, this is the mother.
She's Sophie's mother. Yeah.
Sophie's mother. So the girl already died many seasons ago. Now Carol, simply because
of course Carol has totally changed.
She changed. She, I don't know if you could say matured. It's more maybe became more heartless, I guess.
Well, I won't call her heartless because I think she has a heart. I think she just got very realistic with the situation and figured out I have to do what I have to do to survive.
And to help other people.
Help the group survive.
Yeah.
And I think, and when you find out, and if you haven't, when you watch the episode, you'll find out exactly what she's done, but you'll find out why she got the boot. And I thought it was interesting because the way they sent her off, because that means she could show back up. Because if they don't kill you off.
You're going to be back somehow.
Yeah.
Just like the governor.
Exactly.
The governor.
Which. Michonne said this week that's why she'd been going out doing all this hunting and stuff because she was trying to find him.
But then I think she stopped already.
Yeah, she said she was stopping.
Yeah, so. It's interesting. I've been watching. It's like kind of slow right now. I think they're just doing fillers in between big ones because it's pretty much what they're doing is they're. Oh, who's this?
Oh, it's a call on the Bear podcast line.
Oh my god.
Who was it?
It's Mike.
Oh.
He's calling me via FaceTime. Why is my FaceTime on? I should turn off FaceTime.
Mike should know what time we record. He should know better.
That's right. I should turn off FaceTime off. There you go.
Damn, Mike. So many Mike to call.
Sorry, Mike. We're recording right now.
So
I'll call you when it gets done.
I'll make sure he calls yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so it's a very interesting episode about what happened and the two people that they met and what happened with them because of what Carol suggested and and everything and what's going on. So I thought it was a pretty good episode this week.
Yep.
So also this weekend we got Thor coming out.
Oh, is it this weekend already?
The Dark World. I think it's coming out this weekend.
We're gonna see Natalie Portman again.
That's right. Pregnant.
Is she preggers?
I think in the show she's preggers.
Oh, okay.
So. And I ain't got the whole story, but anyway, it comes out this weekend, so we get to go see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, my other thing this week is finally 6 DC Comics film projects ready to bust out. So,
oh my God, really? I'm reading this now.
So we got a couple of comic books that are DC produces that they're kind of going ahead to maybe start movies with. So here's the first one, The Flash, and there's actually 2 for The Flash, and I thought this was going to happen at the beginning of the season because somebody hinted about something earlier, but there's going to be a television version of The Flash, which is going to spin off, hopefully, of that Green Arrow or Arrow on CW.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to bring The Flash as a character on the Arrow and then maybe spin him off to his own show.
That'd be great. I would rather watch that than The Arrow.
See, I love The Arrow. So it'd be interesting who they
You like him because he's the cute guy.
Yeah, and he runs around half naked. So, but hopefully they do that with Barry, too. And he's a cute guy. So,
yep.
And then they're going to do a major motion picture. And both are going to be separate from each other.
Okay.
Because the TV shows have always been a little toned down from what the movies have been.
Yeah, just gonna. Yeah. So, do you think it's gonna be the same actor?
No, I don't think so. I think do 2 separate. I think they'll do a TV show just like the same Superman people for Superman. It wasn't the same for TV and movies. Yeah, so.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The next big one, the Justice League. So Warner Brothers has been eyeing a potential Justice League film for over a decade now.
This would be awesome.
And this will be with the original members of the Justice League, which includes Superman, Batman.
Martian
Manhunter, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and The Flash. Aside from Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck as Superman and Batman, respectively, we don't know too much about this film other than the fact that Warner Brothers is pushing for a 2017
release.
So
you're saying Superman and Batman would be the same characters?
Probably, yes. They would lead into that.
Well,
that's why they're doing the Batman-Superman movie to tie it into the Justice League.
They should really have a Wonder Woman.
Well, they keep Wonder Woman projects keep popping up and then they disappear. So.
You know, to appeal to the lesbians.
So there's so much that can be done with Wonder Woman.
I know.
Get me started. So, and this I never even heard of this one, but this isn't even on me. But I hadn't been following comics that close the last 20 something years. The Justice League Dark, and one of the most intriguing properties to potentially come out of the DC Comics
Who
universe.
Is this?
Guillermo del Toro has been pushing for a film adaptation of the Justice League Dark, a more recent comic hero team-up that brings together some of DC's more gritty dark and supernatural properties and characters. The film is tentatively titled Dark Universe, and there's a lot of stuff being released about it, but nothing's been confirmed that they're going to do it yet. So,
is this a comic book?
It is a comic book.
And then it's going to be a, okay.
Yeah, so it's the Dark, Justice League Dark. So a potential Justice League Dark adaptation could include the characters Swamp Thing, Etrigan the Demon, Deadman, Constantine, Zatanna, and others. So
I don't know these characters. I heard of Zatanna before.
Zatanna. You never heard of Swamp Thing? They've made movies.
I heard about the Swamp Thing before.
Okay.
Deadman, but that's not the same in the movie.
I don't know. So, yeah. And I don't know if that's the same Constantine that they made the movie out of.
Mm-hmm.
That was Constantine that... what's his name did?
Oh.
The one that did The Matrix.
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, yeah. So I don't know if that's the same Constantine or not. I didn't follow that much.
Okay.
And then the next one is The Last Man is a dystopian science fiction comic series in which every male mammal on Earth has simultaneously died except for escape artist Yorick Brown and his pet monkey.
What? That's so weird.
That's a weird one. Fables is the next one. It was a comic series that follows well-known fairy tale folk tale characters such as Cinderella, Snow White, and the Big Bad Wolf, who have been kicked out of their worlds and now live in a small pocket in New York City, which you're already doing on ABC. And
they're doing this Once Upon a Time.
Yes, I mean, that's pretty much that. Oh. So, but this is based on the comic book. And then the last one that they haven't got firm confirmation on, but it's Sandman. So we'll find it. You know, the Sandman's the guy that does the dream stuff. So we'll
oh, okay, that kind of Sandman. Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah, with by Neil Gaiman. Okay.
So yeah, so they'll see how that goes. But that's the six that they're pushing right now that we'll probably actually see come to light in the next few years. So.
Okay, I'm excited about that because I'm into comic books going to the movies. That's always good.
Well, Warner Brothers needs to catch up because
Marvel's been all around
because Disney bought Marvel out and then they started throwing stuff out.
Yeah.
I mean, we got all the ones that are coming out now, plus they got all the
Avengers,
Star Wars,
Iron Man,
Thor,
and everything. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. So exciting stuff. That's good. All right. Before we go for a break, we're gonna do some bear events. Actually, this is actually an email from our friend Benny from Minnesota. So, just a bear event that he mentioned. He says here in an email, "Hey guys, just been catching up on the podcast. Saw that you wanted to know if there's anything going on. There is an event coming up early next year. The event is Fur Flea 007. It is February 27th through March 2nd. It is in Superior, Wisconsin. The North Country Bears are holding this event, and the host hotel is Barker's Island Inn. So just go to ncbears.com and look for Fur Flea 007 for registration. And I'm highly considering on going this year, at least for a couple of days. It should be all fun. I guess there get over about 200 guys there going. So yeah, that's a big run.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I would like you all to know what's going on in our neck of the woods. Literally, that's what he was saying. So Ben from Minnesota. Thank you so much, Benny. Thank you for the for the heads up on that event. Maybe we can have the members of the NC Bears in the show next time.
Yes. Maybe we can get them on
there. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, for more information, go to ncbears.com. On to the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, our gay this week, since the whole gay stuff passed through Congress that everybody knows about, we've been talking about, the military is supposed to be issuing ID cards for gay spouses, and they're
gay cards.
Gay cards.
They're giving. Well, no, they're giving
military ID cards for spouses of gay men.
Oh, okay. They're giving military cards to gay partners. Okay, all right.
Okay, but here's an article I found on a blog that the link will be posted here, so you can read the whole thing. Apparently not having learned their lesson in the 1860s, a handful of Republican-controlled red state National Guards are publicly challenging the authority of the Secretary of Defense over the recognition of spouses of gay U.S. service members. Secretary of Defense Hagel ordered rogue National Guard generals in Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Texas, West Virginia, and Indiana to start issuing military spouse IDs to the spouses of gay U.S. service members. While other states had begun issuing the IDs, which became legal and necessary under the Supreme Court's recent decision striking down Section 3 of the Defense of Marriage Act, these nine states refused. Since that time, Indiana has agreed to provide the IDs. Now, my home state, South Carolina, kind of wussed out on this and has decided to stop issuing IDs altogether and making all National Guard spouses straight and gay travel the often long distance to a federal military base to get their ID. So I guess you could get the state would issue and mail them to them or whatever. You could get someone get them, but now they're going to get a military base. The other states are refusing to budge, which is a direct challenge to Secretary Hagel and the Pentagon's authority over the National Guard.
What have they got to lose?
Well, they're going to lose a lot of money. Let me read on. Well, I'm sure many of the constituents in those states would enjoy yet another opportunity to tell the federal government to go to hell over a civil rights issue. The fact remains that every time the South goes to war over these issues, it loses. And this time, the loss might total in the billions of dollars. Take Mississippi, please. That was his joke, take him, please. The Mississippi National Guard annual report for fiscal year 2011 shows that the state of Mississippi appropriated almost $7.8 million for the state National Guard. In the same year, the federal government gave the Mississippi National Guard $679 million. In 2012, the figures were similar. $685 million from the feds, $7.2 million from the state of Mississippi. In other words, Mississippi gets nearly 99% of the budget of his state National Guard from Secretary Hagel, the guy they're now saying they don't need. As for Mississippi Constitution and the other state constitution banning gay marriage, the U.S. Constitution trumps any of their documents, individually or collectively.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean,
so it's one of those things, there's separation between federal and state rights, but they're saying the Constitution can't be changed by state rights.
Yeah, that's right.
So, so it's going to be interesting to see if these states, well, like Texas. I mean, Texas, I'm sure, gets up way more than that. And Perry told them don't do anything about it. So when they lose their funding, where's Perry going to get the money to pay for the National Guard?
Yeah.
And there are a couple comments that said, well, just let's close the National Guards down in those states. And if there's a natural disaster, let them deal with it.
Yeah, I guess that's what's going to happen.
But that's what Perry does anyhow. That's his whole thing when he's refused federal aid for Texas, and there's a lot of money that could come to Texas from the federal government.
Yep.
But Perry says, no, we don't need it. So people lose out.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. Perry, I guess he's going to be out soon, right?
God, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
So anyway, so that's interesting to see where that goes.
We'll see what happens to that.
See if the South rises again and loses.
Okay, let's go with the geek. San Francisco Bay Barge Mystery. Floating data center or Google Glass store? It would be nice to have something mysterious floating somewhere. We could do that in Galveston or something. Or
yeah. Well, they say it's Google-related, but Google won't say anything about it.
Oh, yeah, so they won't say anything about it. So the mystery surrounding a large structure built on a barge docked in San Francisco Bay is deepening. Ooh. Is it a floating Google data center? A floating Google Glass store? What would be a store? If it's a store, somebody should be able to go there.
Well, when it opens,
I would imagine a data center would be.
Are they trying to compete with the Mac stores now?
You have to go to the water just to go through that.
Well, maybe the one in San Francisco will be on water since that's the home city. But
yeah, so on Friday, the writer here on CNET reported exclusively that a company, very likely Google, has set up shop on Treasure Island, located between San Francisco and Oakland. Oh, I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks.
You can check it out.
I can check it out. My God. And has been building a large structure made from shipping or cargo containers on a barge. Some evidence suggests it might be a floating data center, including the fact that Google itself has a patent for such a concept. Google has not responded to multiple requests for comment. I'm interested what it is. It could just be a rave party barge, don't you think?
Not for Google, no.
Not for Google, no. It could be, data center, I don't know. For a data center, you need to have generators, or you need to have that kind of power. Or maybe if it is solar. They didn't mention anything about solar and solar power. Yeah. It's really just a floating barge in the bay, and nobody really knows what it is.
But maybe like if there's a natural disaster somewhere, that could go there and that could take over.
Yeah.
Handling the internet and stuff.
I'm sure, the authorities should at least check this out.
Sure they know something, but they probably had to sign off something they can't tell what's going on. Because past a certain extent, they say, okay, it's something Google's doing, but we can't say any more than that. Because they've done their job. And one of the things that they had signed off was a confidentiality.
What they're doing is legal. It's okay to float around.
Yeah. You know. So, okay. Who knows what the hell it is with Google. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, on to the bazaar.
The bazaar, right? Okay. This affects all the vampires.
Yes, it affects all the vampires. The first artificial blood tests are encouraging. Vampires are thrilled.
I knew it. Yeah.
We need a lot of blood in the U.S. Over 41,000 blood donations are required for patients in need every single day. Since not everyone can or is willing to donate blood, science has been working to come up with a solution for our blood shortage, and Romanian researchers may have just done that. Overlooking for a moment that Romania is the home of Dracula and basically where vampires are invented, so yeah, this is a little weird.
Ironic.
But a team of Romanian researchers has developed synthetic blood in a laboratory and found their first test use results pretty encouraging.
Really?
The Romanian true blood is made from water, salt, aluminium and a marine worm protein called hemerythrin, and then the guy said yum, which transports and stores oxygen. Hemerythrin also makes the blood stress resistant, which means this is the first type of artificial blood that doesn't turn toxic under stress. So it's even better than real blood, is what they're saying.
Really?
The successful trials were completed using mice, and they're still a couple of years away from human trials, but they're on the right track. Also, Spike is probably really, really stoked.
Spike? Which Spike?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, that Spike. Okay. Yeah.
So, they're almost developed true blood.
Yeah, that's true blood. But this is something that they can really,
use. Yeah, true blood, in theory, was just something that the vampires could drink to keep them alive.
Okay.
That would take the place of human blood. But this is actually can be used, eventually will be used for human blood, which would be great because then you can mass produce it, and if there's an emergency, you don't have to sit around. You know, you can get the blood there to keep people alive. So,
you know, I'm thinking about this.
What?
Zombie apocalypse.
Because the blood's tainted.
Blood may be somehow tainted, or it did not work well. This is something that's already, seeping in your veins and everything. It could kill your brain. And then you become a zombie.
You're trying to turn this into a Will Smith movie, aren't you?
Which movie? Was it Millennium Man? No, wait. I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Okay. Yes. So, because it may be a cure. It may be a cure to something, but then it could make people into zombies. I just a theory. Who knows? Maybe that's what's going to happen.
But the good thing will be is, if the blood's better, I mean, how long can they do stuff? People with blood conditions and stuff, can they totally replace?
Can you imagine
Can they keep replacing their blood? So, like people with sickle cell anemia or some other blood disorders, can they go in every couple of weeks and have their blood replaced with the artificial blood that works better? I mean,
I wonder how it works, though. I mean, for humans, it gets replenished. I mean, if you donate blood, you lose some blood, and then somehow your body will replenish.
Well, yeah, the bone marrow in your body produces more blood
cells. More blood cells. So if this blood goes in, then nothing is really produced from, I don't know.
But it's fresh blood until it dies, so, or burns out, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be interesting to see as the story develops what they're going to do with it. So.
What's interesting is it's from Romania.
That's what the guy in this article was saying. I was laughing about that, the place from Dracula invented this. So it's like, how far off is true blood now?
So you would really think in Romania there's going to be some vampires.
So the next couple of years, if the vampires come out, then, all shit going to hit the fan.
Imagine that, you know, Bill and Eric Northman, golf claps, yay, true blood, real blood. Okay, so now, I hope you guys like those articles. I enjoyed that one. That was pretty good. Okay, let's do some voicemails. We have some voicemails, just the two of them. Actually, one came from 2 weeks ago, I think, or last week.
Yeah, last week.
It was last week, but we couldn't get to play because of the Halloween show. So here is from Ursine One.
Records desde Barcelona. Hello, this is Ursine One,
hey.
Or como se dice en castellano, Osuno Uno, with your Spanish lesson for today. I noticed that your last Bear podcast, you titled as Eruptos, and you thought that meant burps.
That's from the article.
Burps in Spanish is Eructos, with a C, not with a P.
Ah.
Okay, and to burp is eructar with a C. So that was your first half of your lesson. Your second half of the lesson
is
alto normally means higher or upper rather than stop. It's true in Mexico they use alto on their stop signs. But here in Spain they use stop on the stop signs. And if you tell someone to don't stop, you say no para. No para, not...
No para, no para!
Records desde Barcelona. Adiós.
Well, see, that's the difference. You get the proper Spanish, you get the Mexican version of it, you get the Puerto Rican version of it, and then you get the Spanglish that we get here that's a whole big clusterfuck of words and stuff. And then you, your own self, has...
Filipino, yeah.
Filipino, the fact that most people there speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Or the Filipino bastardized version of Spanish that you would call it.
So. Really? No, well, there's some words in Filipino that are in Spanish, yeah. Interesting. Thank you, Ursine One.
Yes, thank you.
That was awesome. Usuno, uno? Is that what it said? Usuno, uno. Ursuno?
I'll still go over Greta. Also, alto, Lupe, alto.
Alto. So upper. That's what he was saying. It's upper. Okay. So, yeah. All right. So here's another voicemail from Henry.
Hi, guys. This is Henry. Not the Henry who wrote you a message that you read on program number 491. This is Henry the K in Atlanta. I just wanted to comment on your dilemma about going to see Ender's Game. For goodness sake, you've got to separate the artwork from the creator.
Okay.
And people have done that for a long time. What if every music lover refused to go to Wagner operas because of what the Nazis did in his name, for goodness sake? And what about the novels of Robert A. Heinlein? Have you ever read Starship Troopers and some of his other hard military ones? The man's views about controlling the populace through force and violence are practically in the Nazi realm. But we're not going to give up on reading Heinlein, and we're not going to give up on going to Wagner operas.
Mm-hmm.
The artwork transcends the creator. I'm reminded of the holier-than-thou slogan of some of the church people that say, hate the sin, but love the sinner. And I don't see why we can't turn that on its nose and apply that to the homophobes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hate the homophobia, but enjoy enjoy the person and the artwork he creates. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Henry.
Thanks, Henry.
Again.
Well, I think I found a way around that dilemma for me.
Somebody buys you a ticket.
No, I got free movie passes. So I'm actually not paying anything for that. I'm sure somewhere
somebody's getting money. So there's a way around it. Okay.
So there's a way around it. So I think I can go see the Ender's Game, which I'm probably going to do this weekend. But
okay.
So
does he have a point? I guess.
And yes, I've read everything the man's ever written. By the time I was out of high school, I think I'd read everything. And The Cat Who Walks Through Walls is one of the freakiest kick-ass books I've ever read. So
you kind of somewhat agree with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's like, what is it? Just like in church, hate the sin, not the sinner.
Yeah.
This time it's love the art, not the artist. You know, okay. Good point, Henry. Yeah. Then maybe, what if I ask someone to buy me the ticket? Yeah. Or because I'm not paying for it. Hey, you pay for it.
That's right.
All right, I can do that.
Or if you buy Mike's ticket, Mike buys your ticket. Does that cancel it out?
No. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because he's against it. Also, yeah. So it has to be somebody else, totally somebody else. Or yeah. Or if free passes, like you said. But if it's going to be out this weekend, so your free passes cannot work.
Well, it was out this past weekend.
Oh, was it already? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, so you can't
use it. Came out this weekend.
Good point, Henry. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ursa and Juan and Henry, for the voicemails. It's always good to hear from our friends.
That's right.
Our online friends, our listeners and our audience. It's always good.
And anybody can call in and leave us a voice message. All you got to do is call 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And leave us a voice message like Ursine 1 and Henry did, and we'll play it on the show.
Yeah, so. That's right. And, of course, email. You can email your comments like what Benny did about events. Email us at show@bearpodcast.com. Okay, so that's it. And what else? Oh, yeah, subscribe by iTunes and Vimeo and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Roku Player. And of course, we've been forgetting to tell our friends out there. This show is being played on Bear Radio Network on your iTunes. It's it's one of the eclectic radio stations on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes, go to Radio Eclectic, and it's going to be under Bear Radio. And this plays the first 30 minutes plays every Thursday from 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific, and then an encore on Sunday. So this is also being played. This Bear Podcast is all around, so you can listen to it anywhere. Like I said, YouTube and Vimeo. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. So yeah, that's it. That's our show. Thank you everyone for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Oh, that's right, Benny. How far is Minnesota from Wisconsin? Bear events. Are we ready?
I think we're ready. I'm ready now. That's better.